folks should be able to make decisions about their own bodies. And so that plays into the midwifery space, that plays into the sex toy space, but really all of that is about building this community of mutual aid and solidarity. And so with midwifery and folks wanting to have home births and take control over their bodies and have autonomy over their decisions regarding their births and to work through a lot of that trauma, I see that as really linked to people's sexualities. So a lot of the time I was hearing these really, honestly, very sad stories from people of never having orgasms or never having orgasms until they were pregnant and only being able to have orgasms in certain ways and their partners not being interested in exploring that with them. And so that kind of played into it, as well as my sister, who is absolutely amazing and I love her so much, her name is Hannah, has a developmental disorder, and she started talking about sex and people had no idea how to deal with it. It was like the worst thing she could possibly bring up that everyone was always dreading. And then she brought it up and it was like, what do we do? What do we say? How do we approach this? But everyone has a sexuality and everyone's needs should be able to be met and people should make decisions about that on their own. So kind of those two things bridging together in my head made me want to create this space that was safe for home birth families, safe for folks on the LGBTQI spectrum, safe for poly folks, but also safe for everybody else.